Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster, the legend, the king of the gentmen or whatever he is now. Gentmen Jenkins. It's something to do with something. I don't have any idea what it is, but he's the man, our webmaster. And today we're looking at it finally. I know they've done the shared practices here. Those are more important in a certain sense for the start of the year than the preseason games these days. But the Lions will be putting on pads. They'll be putting them on the TV. You get a chance to see them. And people say, well, none of the regulars are going to be playing and all that. But I don't look at it that way, Evan, because this podcast, Bustin' Balls, is about drafts, it's about prospects, and it's about the future. And you've got a lot of that future is going to be playing in those games. And I think it's going to be fascinating. First of all, the two things that just stick out, Hendon Hooker. That's the first thing. And the other one is Jake Bates. So there'll be a lot of talk after those games. I guarantee you here at 97.1 The Ticket where we're located, there'll be a lot of calls about Hendon Hooker and about Jake Bates after that game against the Giants on Thursday. And what are you expecting? You know, with Hendon Hooker, I have no idea. I'm going to be fascinated by it. I know he certainly the system that he ran at Tennessee is the complete opposite of what they do with the Lions. He's older. He sat out a year. But he does have a strong arm. He is a poised kid. There's a lot of things to like about him. I just don't know what's going to flash. And being that he's their primary backup, Nate Sudfeld, I'm not really sold on that. And the quarterback position being so important, it leads to a rather intriguing debut on Thursday that's going to be beyond the shared scrimmages and all that because everybody's going to be watching. And I just don't know. I mean, you want some insight on it? I have no clue, and I'll be watching with bated breath.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason that they drafted him, right? Even coming off the ACL, which it seemed like at the time, maybe they weren't totally convinced that Jared Goff was going to be the guy for the future. Now, having signed that contract, he is the guy of the future. But, Pat, I think you're right. Every NFL team needs to have a solid backup quarterback just in case something happens to 1A. I mean, go look at like the Patriots, for example, the year that Tom Brady blew out his ACL. I think it was in the first game of the year. Matt Castle came in. I think they still won 11 games and they missed the playoffs that year, actually.
Right. They did. That was like the only year, too.
Yeah, but you need that solid guy just in case something happens. And you're right, Pat. That's the one thing I didn't even think about with this preseason game was that we finally get to see this young man play.
Yeah, and it you know how it is. It's going to be like defining in a certain way. There'll be folks watching that will not forget about that.
No,
you know, even if he does better in his other appearances, all those things, they're going to remember this game a lot. So first impressions, and to Lions fans, even those who went out to training camp and all that, it's a first impression.
Yeah,
about Hendon Hooker, and I'm going to be fascinated by it. But you know, I tell people this: don't forget that when Jordan Love was Aaron Rodgers' backup, he got a chance to play, and he was terrible.
Yeah.
His initial time, he was terrible, and people were writing him off. Hooker's a different type of player, I guess, and all those things. I don't know if there's always good comparables, but just, you know, when it comes down to it, how much is it going to mean? It's going to mean everything, and it won't mean anything, but it'll be talked about, I guarantee you, when we come out of that game. And if he's really good, people will go bonzo over, man. He's going to be the next, you know, friggin' Patrick Mahomes. I'm exaggerating, but it'll kind of be like, if he's terrible, this guy can't play. What are they going to do?
Been drafted, people have been calling 97.1 the ticket saying he needs to play over Jared Goff.
Since he's been drafted,
coming off of an ACL, like he literally couldn't go play in the NFL, and people still thought that he should be out there playing. And if he, let's say he goes out and he goes 20 for 26 with three touchdowns and 290 yards, people are going to be calling that radio station. They're going to be saying that Jared Goff isn't the guy and Hendon Hooker is. I mean, that's just the way it works, whether it's the backup goalie, the backup quarterback.
It's going to be amazing.
So I'm intrigued. But, Pat, you want to know the guy I'm really intrigued to see is also on offense, and it's tight end James Mitchell, the kid that they drafted out of Virginia Tech. That was one hell of a college player. He also had a knee injury and couldn't play his rookie year, and he played some last year. But I'm going to be intrigued seeing him coming into his third year and if he can really produce for this team, because they drafted him relatively high. I mean, just the fact that they drafted him, they expected him to play, and that's one guy that I'm really keeping an eye on.
Well, yeah, and the backup tight end is a spot that they could use some depth there. And certainly he has some ability. He did flash a little bit last year when he got the opportunity. So, and they've had players that after a while, they've done well developing them. You think of Ifeu Mwafuntu. I mean, I thought he was a total bust, wouldn't be able to play. He was the first pick that they used from the Stafford trade, the third rounder. And boy, he came on last year. We've seen in that same realm of players that have been in the system for a bit. Levi Uzurike looks like he may be at a point where he'll finally contribute. Josh Paschal still there. And those guys are really important now that Kaminsky's out. And they play roughly the same position. And they've had a couple injuries there. Reader, you never know with him what he's going to do. And in the D line, they don't specifically play those positions, but it's part of their depth in their interior defensive line, which, by the way, is pretty good. You know, I was reading some statistical things from this book I bought. The guy used to do the Football Outsiders, Aaron Chance or whatever his name is. It's a fascinating book, but Lions led the league in pressures last year. They put more pressure on the quarterback than any other team. And that part of that's Hutchinson, but and McNeil, but they got a pretty good D line. But you know, depth is really, really important, and those players are certainly important for the Lions to watch. Also, James Houston, is he going to get in the game and get a couple sacks? Because look, obviously there's some issues with his overall game, but obviously nobody could block him. He's got moves that one-on-one tackles like Cam Robinson and others just simply didn't have a clue for him. When he was a rookie. So if they put him out there on the edge and say, go to it, will he get home? That's another factor that comes off on the defense. And I don't know how many snaps. Rakestraw, I would assume, will play a lot, especially with Branch out. And they had him at those two-team scrimmages playing a lot in Branch's spot at the nickel corner. It'll be interesting to see him. And I don't know, Arnold had the concussion. I don't know whether they'll play him or not, but it would be interesting to see how he does. But on defense, there's a lot of guys. Stephen Gilmore, I want to see what he's able to do. And Broderick Martin is kind of interesting because right now he's behind Kyle Pecco, a veteran guy that they signed. He hasn't been getting first team, second team snaps, really. How much is he going to produce? Because they traded up for him into the third round. They gave up draft capital to get him. It was a pick that a lot of people were curious about. It's kind of one of those, well, in Brad Holmes, I trust type of picks. But what is he going to do in these preseason games? And offensively, I want to see what Vaikai can do, the draft pick that they had. And Jameer Jefferson, I think that's going to be interesting for who is the back that they look at. Because I love the Vaikai pick. You know that.
Yeah,
I raved about it at the time. I was like, man, who's this guy? When I went back and looked at it, I couldn't believe how good he is. And Jameer Jefferson has definitely been good at camp. People raving about him. And I've always liked him, a seventh-round pick a few years ago from Oregon State. That's kind of bounced in and out of the Lions organization. And the wide receiver core, I want to see what Antoine Green can do.
What about Darius Fountain? That's a name that, like, I never thought I would hear again. I remember him playing with the Colts a few years ago. Only because of fantasy football do I know that name.
Right.
But it seems like a lot of people believe that he could land a roster spot this year.
He could. He could. There's a number of players that they can do it. I'm losing my frame of thought here. Who's the CFL defensive end? I can't think of his
no,
name.
No, he's the wide – oh,
No. Defense. Yeah, I'm thinking about what he can possibly do, too, once he gets in the game. He was the MVP. I'm drawing a blank off the top of my head. But the bottom line about it is there's a lot to watch in these games. It's going to seem – it's always like this. It's going to seem like, oh, man, this is nothing. But if you're really watching it close, and I'll go back and watch it on multiple occasions, there'll be all kinds of different things that'll come out of this game. I think preseason football gets a bad name, and mostly it deserves it, especially when they charge you a full price for a ticket for it, your season ticket package.
Matthew Betts is the guy that you're talking about.
Yeah, Betts. So yeah. You're talking about some players that, you're going to be fascinated to see what they can and can't do. Also on offense, Sorsdahl, he's been playing right tackle. Cody Sorsdahl from Vatek, I believe that's where he was drafted. Last year when he got opportunity, he wasn't very good. They had to go, but he's important to their offensive line depth. And they need him to make year-to-year progress, and I'll be watching a lot.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To see what he's able to do.
He was William and Mary, Pat.
That
was
William and Mary, I'm sorry. I don't know why. I got to mix up with James Mitchell.
What do you make of
having a bad day today when it comes down to that stuff?
Well, usually when there's like 95 names you got to remember, it's kind of tough.
Well, I do all the stuff off the top of my head, and usually I don't mess up too much. But yeah,
today, Lions re-signed Emmanuel Mosley this season after an ACL tear, after playing like one play, coming off of another ACL tear.
Yeah.
And reports are he tore his pec. He's out indefinitely, could make a superstar return at the end of the year. But I don't think that changes anything with the secondary. Do you, Pat? Because I still think he was a question mark, even being quote unquote healthy coming into the year.
Well, yeah, to me, when I evaluate their roster, it was almost like he wasn't on the team.
Sure.
Anything you got from him would have been gravy. You know, I think the backups, Vildor still, you know, those guys. But certainly Vildor's in the mix, Dorsey, those type of players, not necessarily Mosley. It was like, hey, you know, give him one more shot to see if he can play and all that. But when you have both ACLs, you haven't played for a couple years, and you're, you know, a player that's been through quite a bit of the physical aspect of the NFL, I'm not expecting you to return and do things. So to me, it was kind of a non-factor one way or the other. And the way I think they're going to set up is you'll have Arnold on one side. You'll have Clark on the other side, or Davis. Carlton Davis on the other side. What am I, man? Okay. Carlton Davis. Carlton Davis on one side. You'll have Arnold Robert on the Steen. Other side.
Got
you'll have Branch as the nickel,
yep,
and or the slot corner, and he's one of the best in the league. And then you'll have the safeties, Joseph and Milifonwu. And I wonder about how good the safeties are, to be honest with you. I know they're made some progress, but Joseph really struggled in coverage last year. Milifonwu had a nice sample size there. It wasn't just the blitzes that he was really good at, but also coverage. He did a good job. So we'll see if he's able to carry that out and continue. But I thought Joseph made some progress as a tackler. And he's a good ball hawk if the ball's overthrown and all that, but not so good in coverage. But they're going to be able to put a little more pressure on because of those corners. You know, they run that cover three, and most of the time, and they'll have those two corners back, which are way better than the other corners that they had when they're running that cover three. And they should be able to run 100, 150 snaps this year in press coverage. If Davis, assuming he stays healthy, and Arnold, assuming he stays healthy, and maybe with Rakestraw, if he gets in there, they can run some press. Both those players are good at press coverage. And last year, their corners were a disaster in press coverage. So what it does is it allows Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator, a lot more flexibility with who he puts up. You know, last year they were trying to get home with four guys. You just don't do that. There's five guys blocking. And people are like freaking out about it. Oh, they got to get somebody outside of them. But they did put some pressure. And then he had to guess a lot when he'd bring pressure. A lot of times with Branch or Milifonwu and safeties and linebackers. This year there's more flexibility to put more players into the box and to bring pressure. When it comes down to, hey, man, you're just going to press because you're just not going to get burned. Last year, they had to play a soft zone all the time and just getting eat up in the middle of the field and all that, and still struggled sometimes deep. I'm not anticipating those type of problems, assuming, again, Davis, who's had some injury issues, and Arnold are healthy. And assuming that Joseph and Milifonwu have continued their progression as younger players who've learned how to play in the league. A lot of nuance in their positions. But one thing I like about Arnold, he's really good at the handoffs in those zones. And Davis is the experience to do all those things. He's a good football player. He's a solid starting NFL corner. He's not better than that, but he's not worse than that. And certainly that they didn't have that with Cam Sutton last year and when they had to resort to Vildor out there and all those. Although Aaron Glenn made the most out of it, and they're going to be tough against the run, you know. And the other thing is, it's interesting, what is Jack Campbell going to be like as a pass defender?
Yeah.
Because he's really good against the run. He learned that, but he should be very good in coverage. Even though he's taller and change of direction may sometimes be an issue. He's got a large catch radius, and he's a great athlete when it comes down to foot speed and wingspan, to knock balls down and do things. How much has he improved that way? That could be a huge factor. I like the makings of their Lions defense if they're able to keep everybody healthy. I think this is a tremendous team. It really is.
It is. But if there's one huge question mark for the Detroit Lions, it lays on the right foot of Mr. Jake Bates, their kicker.
Well, that's the other reactionary thing. If he misses like a 35-yard field goal, this town will freak out on Thursday.
There's no backup option for him, right?
He's the only one
in camp.
Yep. And
he's barely kicked in front of people. I mean, he did it in the UFL.
Yeah, the same amount that you and I played in front of in high school games.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. When the pressure's on, how does he do? And the reason that I asked that question, he didn't even do pressure kicks in college. He was a kicking specialist.
No, yeah. So, and see, when he was at training camp, that was one of the bigger crowds he played in front of.
Yeah, and he seemingly missed some kicks with those.
He did miss some kicks. I think So it's it's definitely the there's two things that are obvious. We got into some nuance here about some players that we're interested. I'm sure Lions fans are interested in seeing too. But the two big things: what are you going to see from Hooker? What are you going to see from Bates? And I guarantee you on Friday, Evan, and I know you haven't been screening that many calls lately, but you won't miss that too much if those guys don't do too well, because there will be a lot of fans who will be unhappy.
Oh, yeah. Those days I will not miss, a Lions Monday. Unless they win. Those are always good days, too.
Yeah.
But even when they were winning, people were still saying, is Jared Goff the guy?
Yeah, there will be. Well, last year it happened. The Hooker just came off the – whatever.
That's what I'm saying. He was off the pup list, and they're like, yeah, put him in.
Put him in. We got to see what he can do. But, when Goff had a couple stinker games. But you know how it is. And if something happens with Goff, that's a big question mark. It really is. And kicker is a big question mark. Everything else about that team, man, it's almost too good to be true. So
it really is. It just seems – weird to be talking about the Lions like this. Just think about last year at this time, Pat. We were doing the podcast, You Can't Make This Up, talking about all the things
right
that have happened to the Lions. Who would have ever thought that they were, 15 minutes away from going to the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah, and I don't subscribe to the notion that some people feel that the second half of the 49ers game was the same old Lions. They're completely different. Their structure, their organization is really, really solid right now. They've got a good GM, great GM, it appears. I mean, he's an excellent drafter.
Yeah.
And does a good job of piecing together a roster for a season. Doesn't mean it's always going to work. There's injuries and all those factors in the NFL, but he's really good. The coach, there's maybe a crack in the armor with his game management sometimes. I mean, geez. Some of the go for it, not go for it things, but he's obviously a really good coach. He motivates and he's smart. He's got two excellent coordinators, a great offensive line coach. There's just so many things to like about him. And that usual Lions infighting and all the things that we discussed during that podcast last summer, those things have gone away. I mean, they finally have it together, and Goff looks like a good quarterback for them.
Yeah, no, as Dan Campbell said, you're effing good enough for Detroit, Jared Goff. And he is exactly that.
Yeah, that's what they need, is they give him that little extra time that he needs to throw and doesn't have to, improvise and all that. And the guy's a very accurate passer. He's got an underrated deep arm, things like that.
Yeah, and they
like
play to his strengths, Yeah. They don't put him in positions that he can't excel in. And that's
he plays to their strengths, too. It's an ideal fit. So, and he's signed. And they're getting a lot of these guys signed. So it's a really good thing that's going on with the Lions. But again, the quarterback, it's going to be Hendon Hooker on Thursday. And you'll get a little Nate Sudfeld just to make himself feel good. And then, with the kicker, what's it going to be like when Jake Bates, it wouldn't surprise me if he kicks like a 64-yarder and misses from 27.
Could you imagine?
Yes, I can. I can't so actually, that's a part of the issue. But anyway, enjoyed the podcast here. We love doing this. Evan, thank you so much. Don't forget to like us at the iTunes store with Apple, the Google Play store, Odyssey.com. Download us, subscribe to us, do everything. And then you can follow me at Pat Caputo 98 on Twitter. And Evan at, what is it, Jenkins?
Gem Mint Jenkins.
Gem Mint Jenkins on X, formerly known as Twitter. And we put it up on the Facebook page. And I don't know if it's on Instagram, all those different things. Wherever you get your podcast, check us out. We appreciate it very much. Till next time, we'll see you.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.